So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey, folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Now, of course, you know, I'm going to start this show out with the recent incident in Christchurch, New Zealand. Now, for years, we have had jihadist attacks against us, and now all of a sudden, when someone does it in the reverse, there's a big hullabaloo about it, and now the violent jihadist Muslims are now all of a sudden the poor victims. Give me a break. What happened the other day, folks, is what I've been trying to tell you for years. One side keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, and then the other side finally pushes back. Now again, just like that nut job that I was telling you about a couple weeks ago that obviously had some severe mental issues, so did this guy. In fact, he was not a white nationalist. He was a leftist, and his whole intent with this attack was to cause chaos here in the United States and to cause political divide and polarization between an already widening gap between the right and the left. And so far, he is succeeding because the left has taken this thing and, folks, they are running with it. I will still say, though, that this guy was, I'm not going to say a hero, but he definitely opened people's eyes as to who the Muslims are, what they represent, and want to do to us. You see, folks, Islam is the only religion in the world that I know of that openly declares that if you are not a Muslim, you must be killed. Their whole ideology, and so happened through all their jihadist attacks in the past, was to wipe everyone else out and make this a Muslim-ruled world. And recently, with the migrations of all of these Muslims to Europe and now to the United States, this could indeed be a very real possibility. These folks are violent and they are hell-bent on eliminating us, on murdering us, on wiping us off the face of the earth. Now, Negroes are violent, I will give you that, but it's random acts of violence. It's not a coordinated effort. The same holds true with the drug cartels and MS-13. It's just a small percentage of what they do is violence. And it may be focused on a few individuals, but there is a root cause. But it's very narrow. The Jews, we know, are out to destroy us, but not necessarily through violent means directly. They want to pit us against each other. They want to cause economic collapse and have us pretty much die off. They don't really have the balls to do it themselves. But the Muslims, the jihadists, folks, they scare the hell out of me because their sole intention is to eradicate us violently. And not just with gunshots, folks. We have all seen those videos on the internet of what happens when they want to execute you. And folks, it ain't pretty. What we saw the other day was someone finally taking a stand against Islam and what it represents. Even better, however, was the senator of Queensland. His name escapes me at the moment. I'll pull the article up if George wants to get it ready for me, who responded to this and gave his, of course, very controversial explanation of why this actually happened. Let me read to you what he had to say. I'll give you his name and what he had to say, because it makes a lot of sense, folks. Okay, so the senator for Queensland, his name is Fraser Anning, and he said, I quote, "The real cause of bloodshed on New Zealand streets today is the immigration program which allowed Muslim fanatics to migrate to New Zealand in the first place. Let us be clear. Whilst Muslims may have been the victims today, usually they are the perpetrators. Worldwide, Muslims are killing people in the name of their faith on an industrial scale." Well, amen to that, folks. Let me tell you, this guy has hit it spot on. Let me get back over out of here. That is exactly what we know. And I have been telling you for the past, I don't even know how long, that at some point in time, people were going to get sick of the Muslims forcing their faith down our collective throats, and that there would begin to be Muslim backlash. There is. We're seeing liberal or anti-liberal backlash. We're seeing anti-Muslim backlash. We are seeing anti-illegal immigration backlash. And folks, it is just beginning. Do not doubt me on this, to quote Rush Limbaugh. It is only going to continue. The pendulum has swung as far left as it's going to go. Now, yes, there are extremists like OAC? Yeah. AOC? AOL. LOL. Some bunch of initials anyway. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're coming out of the woodwork trying to prop the left up, but it's not going to work. The pendulum is now swinging back to the right, and it is gaining momentum. And these people are terrified, because for years, for decades, they have been forcing their ilk down our throats, forcing their ideas upon our children in our public schools and in our colleges and universities. And folks, we are now going to take it back. And again, as I said earlier, it's going to start out with the lunatic fringe, as we have seen in both of these instances. However, the more this happens and the more the left tries to retaliate, the more the ordinary people like you and myself are going to start coming out and handling this situation. And I think the way it's going to go down in this country is, especially if they impeach Trump, and I know I keep saying this, but if they make that mistake, that is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And that is exactly why Nancy Pelosi has backed off of that argument. Because you don't need a standing army to eliminate the enemies of this nation, folks. They live in neighborhoods just like everyone else. And on the local level, they don't have walls around their yards. They don't have armed guards protecting them. And your local, your county, and state officials will also be removed from the equation when this pushback happens. I think some of them are starting to awaken to this, but there are some who are just very, very thick-headed who still don't get it. But trust me, my friends, very soon, if they keep pushing the way that they're going, they will understand all too well. Let's go back a decade or so, well, more than a decade now, closer to two. There was a very left-wing, liberalist, progressive judge by the name of Joan Lefkow. Well, somebody taught her a lesson. They killed her entire family and left her alive. Have we heard anything from Judge Joan Lefkow since then? I honestly can't think of any. Did she get the message? I think she did. And I think in this new war, and folks, it is going to be a war, and not a civil war. It will be a second revolution. You will see the same thing happen. Years and years ago, judges like that would have been run out of town on a rail or, at the worst, had a rope put around their neck. If these judges, if these politicians continue to try and circumvent the Constitution and instill their socialist and communist policies and ideologies onto America, it won't take but a few 308s to somebody's chest for the rest of them to get the message, and I think they'll shut up. In Germany, prior to the Second World War, you had the Night of the Long Knives. And for those who did not study world history, that was when all of Adolf Hitler's allies got together and in one night eliminated all of his naysayers and his competitors. It was very bloody, but when it was over, there was no one left to challenge him. And I don't think that we are very far at this point from having something very similar happen here in the United States, particularly if they try to impeach Trump. And I really hope that these stupid morons like AOL and Ilhan Omar and their ilk push forward with this, because all it will do is ramp up our resistance to the left. It will ramp up our resistance to these Muslims coming in and taking over our congressional positions. It will not be pretty. But when it is over, this time around, it will be done for a long time, because I think what you're going to see come out of this second revolution is a complete rewriting of the laws in this nation to make sure it never happens again. Now, Fraser Anning said it perfectly. He told us exactly what is happening. And I'm going to tell you, I love this guy. I really wish that he was in the Senate here in the United States, because there is a video. Folks, if you have not seen this, you need to find it online. I don't know if it's on YouTube. You can probably find it on Yahoo at this point. It's probably up on YouTube by now. But he was giving an interview after he made those comments, and some little punk-ass kid came up and broke an egg on his head. He took this raw egg in his hand and smashed it on this guy's head. Folks, he turned around and he clocked that kid. He gave him a right, he gave him a left, and I don't remember if he gave him another right, but he punched him at least twice, if not three times, before security came in and took that little punk down. Now, the punk was released without being charged, but it goes to show that people are tired of being pushed around by these little punks, these millennial snowflakes who have no clue what life is like, that there are ramifications for your actions. Now, most of you listening to this show are not old enough to remember this, if any of you. But before the paparazzi became what it is today, they were annoying, but it all stopped for a while. And that was because one of them got in Frank Sinatra's face. He grabbed the camera and smashed it over the guy's head and broke it. Yeah, he had to pay some fines and restitution, but I'm sure it was worth it. And as someone who has run for office myself and had people get in my face, there are times when I would just love to do the same thing. I almost lost it back in 2012 when somebody brought some stuff up that was just complete BS. And I came up out of my chair and started to clear the table and got myself calmed down in time to just stand there. Well, let me tell you, by the time I got finished, before the entire episode was over, the guy who initiated that had run out the door. He had left. He was another former politician himself, but he was convinced I was going to kick his ass. And folks, when I came up out of that chair, that was my intention. You can only push people so far before they push back. And it's time that this happened more often. And it is my fervent belief that it will continue to happen and it will increase. Gotta take a break here, folks. I'll be back shortly.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So while I'm still on this topic of fighting back, I want to go over something that happened last Friday regarding Donald Trump. Now, he was facing scrutiny for comments in a recent interview with Breitbart News, in which he warned his tough supporters could turn things very bad if provoked by his political opponents. I can tell you, I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the Bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad, very bad. Now, Donald Trump tweeted out a link promoting, it says the website, I don't know which website they're referring to here, nothing mentioning that, but after several Democrats and political commentators raised issues with the comments and whether they amounted to a potential threat of violence. I think it's more than an implicit threat, said Senator Mazio Hirono, who's a Hawaiian Democrat, in an interview. It sounds very much to me like he's encouraging them to engage in something that's probably illegal, such as assaulting people. As if what the Democrats have been doing isn't illegal. Bypassing the Constitution, getting these liberal judges to make illegal rulings. Yeah, that is even worse than assaulting people. And he's not calling for the assault of people. However, this is exactly what I was talking about earlier, folks, where people get pushed to the point. I don't know that we've ever had a president with as much hardcore support as Donald J. Trump. Now, we have long passed the point of the Declaration of Independence, where it stated that we not only had the right, but the obligation to overthrow this country and start over again. Perhaps this is the president under whose watch this actually happens. Now, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, in an interview with CNN, disputed that the president was in any way advocating violence from his supporters. "You have to read the entire interview," she said. "It was talking about how peaceful and gentle many people are who are otherwise tough." Well, you know, that's true. A lot of people mistake kindness for weakness, and that can be a very bad mistake, because there are a lot of people out there who are very friendly, who have killed hundreds of people in combat. So yeah, you can't always go by that. Now, it goes on to say, though the comments followed a trend of the president using veiled language to play up the toughness of his supporters in the face of what he describes as radical and unhinged violence. Resistance. "They're so lucky that we're peaceful," he said in a September 2000 campaign rally. "Law enforcement, military, construction workers, bikers for Trump." And he also added, "But they're peaceful people, and Antifa and all, they better hope they stay that way." Now, also, during the 2016 campaign, he seemed to raise the specter of possible violence against his opponent, Hillary Clinton, when he spoke during a North Carolina rally about her desire to tighten the nation's gun laws. "If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know." Now, at the time, Trump and his campaign insisted he was merely urging gun rights advocates to vote against Clinton. However, folks, we do know exactly what he meant. And I'm not saying that from a negative point of view. I'm saying it from a factual point of view. We may very well have reached the point in time where things finally return to normal. Alrighty, it is time to change topics. So, George, go ahead and cue up some dramatic music. I don't know, whatever you feel like playing, just so long as it's dramatic. That's not really what I had in mind. Yes, I did tell you you could pick it, but you know, we don't do anything regarding sports on this show. So, first of all, turn it down. Okay, thank you. I'll tell you what, George, why don't I pick the dramatic music that I need for this next segment? And it's going to sound something like this. So how many of you out there remember Nationwide Double Nickels? That was, of course, instilled by that moron, Richard Milhouse Nixon, to attempt to conserve fuel use. Well, there never was an energy crisis back in the early 70s, folks. That was all contrived. I not only remember double nickels, I remember pre-double nickels. And during that so-called energy crisis, I lived in Connecticut, and there was a big harbor in New Haven, where there was a rather large tank farm, and there were dozens of oil tankers parked out a couple miles offshore in Long Island Sound. They were just, they wouldn't let them unload. There was no energy crisis. So this moron instituted the nationwide speed limit of 55, and people went berserk. You just could not get anywhere. Do you realize that in a 10-hour drive, just 5 miles per hour slower, how much time that costs you? 50 miles, folks, almost an hour, is what each 5 miles per hour slower tacks on to your trip. Increasing it by 5 miles an hour will lessen it by approximately 1 hour. So for those of you who really, really don't like driving slow, and Mr. Ronnie James Dio, well, folks, a lot of states have increased their statewide speed limit substantially over the past several years. Now, when the states took their rights back, the state of Montana lifted the speed limit. Now, for those of you who don't remember, prior to double nickels, there were two states with no speed limit, Montana and Nevada. Montana's posted speed limit was reasonable and prudent, whereas Nevada was reasonable and proper. I actually have an old Texaco road atlas from 1972 with all the state speed limits on them. Now, the last time I was actually out west and driving around through the desert in some of those states, the highest speed that I saw was 75. Unbeknownst to me, the state of Texas has raised its speed limit from 75 to 80 on the interstates, and on one particular state road, it is a limited access, looks just like an interstate, but it is in fact a Texas state highway. The speed limit is 85 miles per hour, folks. 85. Now, a lot of this is due in part to the fact that we are now a major oil exporter. In fact, we are the largest oil exporter in the world, folks. We outproduce Mexico, Venezuela, Canada, Russia, and even Saudi Arabia. The United States of America is now the leading oil exporter in the world, which is why our prices have come back down, although for some stupid reason they've been increasing lately. But that's why now everyone is going back to buying SUVs. We don't need these small compact cars. Now personally, my 2012 Nissan Versa hatchback, I don't even think would do 85, and if it did, you could literally watch the needle moving excuse me, as you drove down the road. My motorcycle, on the other hand, I typically cruise between 80 and 85 miles per hour. And my old cafe racer, I used to routinely run 120, 125, sitting straight up, because I had some aerodynamic wind wings on the windscreen that allowed me to do that. So higher speed limits would be great for some people. But here's the kicker, folks. What is the absolute last state that you would expect to have unlimited speed limits? That would be, of course, California, right? However, State Senator John Morlock has proposed a bill that would add 4 lanes to 2 highways right up the center of the valley, the I-5 and the 99. Now, folks, the whole purpose behind this is supposedly because their high-speed rail is not going to be done in time, so they're trying to make up the difference by allowing people to drive as fast as they want on the I-5 and the 99. These are the same people who are trying to keep us from owning cows because their farts are making the global temperature increase. They're pushing the global warming. These people are the biggest hypocrites on the face of the earth. So, there you go, folks. You heard it from me first. Well, hopefully. But on that note, my friends, I am out of time. I gotta jump off here. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at timeyfreedomrings@yahoo.com. And again, I'm sorry, folks. I don't know where this is coming from. Hopefully it'll be cleared up by next week. And until next week, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.